From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces says they have seized the last remaining areas of Raqqa, Syria from the Islamic State group. The American-led coalition fighting IS said the city was on the verge of liberation. That's in addition to Iraqi forces taking over more oil fields near the city of Kirkuk. VOA's Robert Rafael has more.
The military said Kurdish fighters withdrew from the Bai Hassan and Avana oil fields, leaving federal security forces to take over. Tuesday's developments followed a swift move by government forces Monday to capture the Kirkuk governor's office, key military sites, and an oil field.
VOA's Robert Rafael. The Islamic State still controls areas around the eastern province of Deir al-Zur in Syria and further south in the Euphrates River Valley. Israel says it will not talk with a Palestinian government that includes the militant group Hamas unless a number of demands are met. A statement by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spelled out several conditions if there are ever to be talks. They include Hamas disarmament, its repudiation of violence, and a recognition of Israel. Chinese President Xi Jinping says his country faces opportunities and challenges in his opening speech of the ruling Communist Party's twice-a-decade National Congress. President Xi told more than 2,000 delegates gathered in the Great Hall of the People Wednesday that China was entering a new era of socialism with Chinese characteristics. President Xi is one of the most powerful leaders in modern Chinese history. He is expected to receive a second 5-year term as party leader during the week-long conference. In Washington, this is VOA News.